This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's upcoming visit to China will be based on consensus among ruling coalition. Nepal-India military cooperation meeting held today. An Indian billionaire, Gautam Adani, charged with fraud in the United States. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Council of Ministers has been called for today. The Secretariat of the Prime Minister informed that the Cabinet meeting had been called for 4 p.m. today at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's upcoming visit to China will be based on the consensus among the ruling coalition. At a press conference held by the Nepal Press Union in Dhangadi today, the Home Minister said that the Prime Minister's visit to China would not create any problem between the ruling parties Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML. On another note, Minister Lekhak clarified that there was no talk about reshuffling the cabinet, but Prime Minister can take the decision regarding it if felt necessary. Answering a query regarding BRI, the Home Minister, who represents Nepali Congress, said his party decided to receive the BRI as a grant and not as a loan, adding that UML was not also insisting on taking it as a loan. Therefore, both parties have same understanding over the agenda. Stating that the government was formed for stability, good governance, development and economic prosperity in the country. He said that there was no problem or disagreement between the ruling partners, Nepali Congress and CPN-UML. Chief of Army Staff of the Nepal Army, General Ashok Raj Sikdel, and Indian Army Chief, General Upendra Dwivedi, held bilateral talks in Kathmandu today, focusing on military cooperation between the two countries. Before the bilateral meeting, Indian Army Chief, General Upendra Dwivedi, paid homage to the martyrs by laying a wreath at Martyrs Memorial in the Army Pavilion, Tunikhel. General Dwivedi arrived in Kathmandu yesterday afternoon on a five-day official visit. President Ramchandra Pauril is scheduled to confer the honorary rank of General of the Nepal Army upon the Indian Army Chief today itself. This is Dwivedi's first official visit to Nepal after he was appointed the Army Chief on the 30th of June. He is scheduled to hold separate courtesy calls on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Defence Minister Manbir Rai tomorrow. An earthquake with its epicenter at Annapurna region has been recorded today. The National Earthquake Measurement and Research Center, Lainchor, said the tremor, measuring 4.2 on the Richter scale, with its epicenter at Annapurna region on the border between Kaski and Manang districts, occurred at 10:13 a.m. today. Earthquakes continue to occur in Nepal. Nepal is considered an earthquake-prone country as it is located in the middle of two tectonic plates. The Embassy of Nepal in Canada conducted a mobile consular and passport camp in Toronto on 16th and 17th of November. According to the Nepali Embassy in Ottawa, close to 400 people received passports and other consular-related services from the camp. According to the embassy, the camp was a continuation of its efforts to bring services to different cities in Canada where there is a significant Nepali diaspora. The embassy said the effort has been well received by the service seekers in the Nepali diaspora community, adding that the services as such provided convenience to them living in different parts of a vast country like Canada. President Ramchandra Pauril has paid tribute to former speaker and constitutional expert late Damannath Tungana and extended condolences to his family members. President Pauril and First Lady Sabita Pauril today visited the late Tungana's residence and paid tributes to him and extended condolences to the bereaved family. Former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Tungana, passed away on Sunday at the age of 83 while undergoing treatment. He was suffering from a liver ailment for a long time. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Indian billionaire Gautam Adani has been charged with fraud in the United States, which has accused him of orchestrating a $250 million bribery scheme and concealing it to raise money in the United States. The criminal charges filed on Wednesday in New York are the latest blow to 62-year-old Adani, one of India's richest men, whose business empire extends from ports and airports to renewable energy. In the indictment, prosecutors alleged the tycoon and other senior executives had agreed to the payments to Indian officials to win contracts for his renewable energy company, expected to yield more than $2 billion in profit over 20 years. The Adani Group did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The 16th session of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, UNCCD COP16, will be held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia from the 2nd to 13th of December. The conference will bring together global leaders, policymakers and experts to address critical issues of land degradation, desertification and drought. A key focus will be on promoting sustainable land management and accelerating investments in land restoration to combat the adverse impacts of climate change. Preparatory events, including the Road to Riyadh dialogues, have emphasized collaboration among governments, NGOs and scientists to develop actionable solutions. The conference will also explore regional strategies and global frameworks to ensure resilience against desertification and drought while addressing the need for fair resource mobilization to fund conservation efforts. Coinciding with the 30th anniversary of UNCCD, COP16 will be the largest UN land conference to date and the first UNCCD COP held in the Middle East and North Africa region. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Well, with that, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping the headlines once again. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's upcoming visit to China will be based on consensus among ruling coalition. Nepal-India military cooperation meeting held today. An Indian billionaire Gautam Adani charged with fraud in the United States. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.